News today in the race to become the next U.S. senator from Michigan. Republican Terry Lindland has taken the first step towards holding a debate with Democratic rival Gary Peters. With 48 days to go until the November election, there are a lot of folks wondering if Michigan voters would ever get a chance to hear a debate between the candidates for U.S. Senate and, by the way, for governor. Here now is Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics team, Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta. Hey, you two.
Hey, Cindy.
Hello.
Rick, what has Terry Lindland done that indicates that at least the door is opened and she's at least thinking of debating Gary Peters?
Oh, not just thinking, that they are debating the terms, that she has named a prominent Lansing attorney, Richard McClellan, who has a lot of experience in these sorts of things, as her debate negotiator with former Lieutenant Governor John Cherry, who's doing that duty for the Gary Peters campaign. They would like to do it in the studios of Channel 7 in Detroit with longtime Spotlight on the News moderator Chuck Stokes and a still unnamed news anchor from somewhere over in West Michigan. So both sides of the state would be represented.
Things are beginning to move toward that. And I don't know, Zoe, we've talked about this a lot. The debate, are we going to see debates?
The debate over debates.
Yeah. Are voters actually looking for a debate, or is this something that charges up political reporters like you and Rick?
Yes.
I mean, no.
Look, we all want, as political reporters, as political watchers, we want the debates. And it's not just for the fun action of it, right? That it's a time where we can actually dig a little deeper into specific questions, one would hope. You know, I have to say that at least Michigan radio listeners, the comments and folks that I've spoken to really do want debates. And so one thing I think that the campaigns who are maybe shying away from them or have been are going, no, we'll talk to the voters directly. We just don't think debates are needed. And so it's a little bit of a nuanced argument. It's a fine line.
I think there are two elements to that equation. One of them is voters clearly want debates. They at least expect that candidates will stand up and debate each other.
Right.
That does not necessarily mean, though, that they will tune in for those debates. And we know, actually, that most people are informed about what happens at a debate, not by viewing or listening to a debate, but by the coverage that follows
it. Or in these days, the tweets that are going along with it, the Facebook posts, what their friends are saying.
And then the other element is that whether or not voters actually expect and want debates, does that mean that failing to participate in one would actually, change, how they would vote. And I think we're seeing some things that would suggest that both Terry Lindland and Governor Snyder would like to step away from the, as you said, Zoe, the debate on debates to try and retire that and not make it look like they're somehow avoiding voters' questions.
That they're ducking.
Well, because that's what the headlines have become about at this point, is exactly this sort of, are you too chicken to debate, ducking the debates. We had Gary Peters, in fact, debate an empty chair last week, a chair that was meant for Terry Lindland. So we're even getting into the gimmicks now.
Because Peters has said yes to any debate request.
He hasn't just said yes. Yeah. I mean, he's like he's begging for them. He's like going to people, hey, you want to have a debate?
Well, Rick, kind of compare and contrast the media styles of these candidates. Let's drill in right now with Terry Lindland and Gary Peters.
Oh, well, I mean, Gary Peters is someone who enjoys those sorts of interactions. He likes breaking apart policies and explaining things. Terry Land is more comfortable in a much more controlled environment. And I expect that, we'll see some of those things play out as the debate format for the one that we think is going to happen as those are negotiated. And they'll be talking about everything from how the stage is going to be lit. Will they be standing? Will they be sitting? Where will they be vis-a-vis each other? How will you handle the spin room after? I mean, all that stuff gets put on the table. And from the campaign perspective, very much focuses on the candidates' comfort levels.
It goes down to, how high the podiums are. Are there going to be podiums? But I think, Cindy, what your question really is about is this idea of Terry Lynn Land's shying away from the media, or at least that's the narrative that folks have wanted to push. And her thing is like, no, I'm meeting with voters. I'm talking to people. Why does it need to go through the media, you know, in that way? And so, and you know, we've seen even national headlines going, you know, the hidden Senate candidate, you know, yes. Senate candidate in hiding. And I think that's partly why we're seeing this movement today.
So that, and that's the narrative that her campaign needs to arrest, that this is playing out, that she's a candidate in hiding. And so, you know, we're going to see her, you know, come out and debate at least once. We should point out that she, like Gary Peters has already, will also be taking questions for an hour on public radio stations here in Michigan. Well, as well.
Which is what I was going to say, that you, Rick, will be hosting that. You'll be moderating.
And you, Zoe, will be producing it.
I will be. but I mean, what that shows is, look, she is going to be answering questions on October 3rd. They have confirmed an hour long. You know, voters can call in. They can tweet in. They can Facebook page. More details to come. Mm-hmm. Like that little
but
preview.
But get your questions out there.
Well, yeah. Right. So what she's saying, or the campaign is saying, hey, you know, we want this direct contact with the voters. We don't want to have to put it through you, you know, you kind of maybe mean media, or however you want to, you know, talk about
that. Well,
because we've noticed,
this
campaign has gone on, is reading stories when they are about Terry Lynn Land. They don't feature quotes from Terry Lynn Land. They feature statements from the campaign. And don't voters have a right to expect to hear directly from the candidate?
Right. Well, I think
and Republicans are seeing that just too much bandwidth is being taken up by this discussion about debates, confrontations, meeting with voters, which is also why we've seen, you know, Governor Snyder announce today that he's going to do, Zoe, I think it's 20 town halls.
Oh, you wish. 10 town hall events across 20. We would love. Let's just do one a day until
election
day.
You got a chance
two
to
a day.
Have 48.
Let's just do that all day, every
no,
day.
No, nobody wants.
No, Rick, but, 10 town halls across the state. He's going to kick off the Road to Recovery Tour. Doesn't that sound like some, like, band? The Road to Recovery Tour will begin in late September.
But still no confirmed public debates between Governor Snyder and his Democratic challenger, Mark Schauer. So how surprising
no,
is
then,
that?
And Mark Schauer, you know, put out a statement saying that this is a poor substitute for debates. And the Snyder line is just that I'm happy to take questions from voters, but he doesn't want to engage in the political process, that, you know, sort of his brand is that he's supposed to be outside that. But of course, he is a politician and he's not.
Right. I mean, as you mentioned, Schauer's campaign said, quote, "Let's be clear, what the governor proposed today is a political stunt."
Rick, you have covered Lansing for more than 25 years. In the end, do debates really, really matter, or is it more theater?
Yes, they do. And the theater matters as well. And I mean, we've seen time and time again, I mean, the biggest danger, especially for front runners in a debate, is they will gaffe.
The gaffe, the oops moment. And Rick and I have talked about this, that you don't get a lot from a good debate performance, but you can lose
a lot from a
bad debate
Ask
performance.
Ask Rick Perry at Oakland University when he couldn't remember all the departments he was going to get
right
rid of.
Yeah. Exactly. And he had that oops moment, and now he's followed around with that sort of jokingly oops. And Rick and I have talked about this. We have an instance in
Michigan history where it was a Secretary of State campaign between Candace Miller and Richard Austin, who, you know, been the longtime Secretary of State. He seemed to forget things, primarily what it meant to be on the abortion question, pro-life versus pro-choice. And after that performance, the Miller campaign literally made copies of the TV show and widely circulated it so that people could see a Secretary of State who seemed to be out of touch. You know, really, there is more to lose than to gain. But because, call it theater, call it what you will, it is still an expected part of the political process. You ignore it altogether at your peril.
And Cindy, what we know is debates are sort of part of an American institution. I mean, we can all remember 1960, JFK, Nixon. You know, folks who watched it on TV thought that JFK won, folks that listened to it on the radio that Nixon had. So we know debates have a long history, and it
Lincoln Douglas.
Lincoln Douglas. So, right. You know, they're emotional and they bring up issues of voters feeling connected. And so there is sort of a deeper thing going on here. I mean, we're sort of having fun talking about the debate over debates. But I think it is fair to say that issues, talking about issues are important. And I'm going to steal this line from Nolan Finley at the Detroit News, who said, you know, it's interesting to note that the Senate is the U.S. body of debate. That was what our founding fathers constitutionally wanted, that the Senate would be where big issues of the day were gone to debate.
And home of the filibuster.
Right. Stand up, keep talking, passionate. And what we want from our leaders, or at least I think most people do, is a feeling that they're willing to stand up and debate their issues. You may not agree with what they're saying, but you at least want to hear where they stand and hear some passion and verve about what they believe in. And so that's been interesting to watch, too.
The debate over the debates with our It's Just Politics team. Zoe Clark, Rick Pluta, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Cindy.
Oh, you bet.